I was living in New York at the time, and I found on Canal Street these prisms, very large. They have been used in the Second World War in tanks. Yeah. They used to have, I think, in the First World War, these so-called rabbit ears instruments. Yeah. They could look up there, you know, they would look around, and these prisms are used to change the beam of light for the 90 degrees, you know, down, so you can stay down here and you can still look up there. So I just bought these and thought maybe I can use them for something, because at that time I was working with these three-dimensional drawings and paintings. And I needed instruments for people to look at these three-dimensional paintings, because for three-dimensional paintings you need a left eye picture and a right eye picture, just like we have these two different eyes. But then I found out that these prisms, they were wonderful to use otherwise too, you know, to walk around and look at things.
Just a hole.
Big stone.
This big stone.
Yeah. The one I was frightened of. That's the one I was frightened of when I first saw it. I thought it was going to fall into the hole.
Okay, let's just leave it like that running, and we can talk a bit, you know, because it's somehow impossible to show what you see, you know. And it's also very difficult to get the information in terms of language, to translate it into this language is very difficult. Yeah. What's down, in other words, this green meadow is the lowest part, that's later on going to be the highest part. The furthest away, you know, that green thing. And it's strange, because if you take it down, the instrument, and you want to remember what you saw, you still don't think that the grass was in the sky and vice versa, no?